Well, here we are. Here you are. Here I am. So here we are. It's Friday. So we say, woohoo! The weekend at long, long last. I've been looking forward to the weekend. Hopefully you have as well, and it'll be a jolly good one. What a lovely week we've had here in Ireland. We've had a superb week with the visit of Queen Elizabeth II. It's been absolutely wonderful. Sad news yesterday with the death of former Taoiseach Dr. Garret Fitzgerald. So we bear all that in mind. But it's been a generally good week. And in fact, even with the death of Dr. Fitzgerald, there's been great memories and great thoughts of a great Irishman. So it's been a good week. And hopefully you think so as well. Well, let's see what was happening on this day down through the years. The 20th of May it is today in 1830. The fountain pen was patented by H.D. Hyde. I don't know about you, but I love to write with fountain pen. I really do. 1874, Levi Strauss began marketing blue jeans with copper rivets. Are you sure? 1874? The ads only started about 1974. Well, that's when it happened. 1899 on this day. Jacob German of New York City became the first driver to be arrested for speeding. The posted speed limit was 12 miles per hour. Imagine that. 1902, Cuba gained its independence from Spain. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from New York to cross the Atlantic for Paris aboard his aeroplane, the Spirit of St. Louis. The trip took 33 and a half hours. Now, 5 years later, in 1932, Amelia Earhart took off to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She became the first woman to achieve that feat. 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets' Rock Around the Clock was released. However, it wasn't successful until it was released in 1955 on the soundtrack to Billboard Jungle. 1978, Mavis Hutchinson, at the age of 53, became the first woman to run across America. It took her 69 days to run the 3,000 miles. In 1990, on this day, the Hubble Space Telescope sent back its first photographs. Were they nice? I'm sure they were. It's gone. It's gone. Yeah. Our mystery voice. Take a listen.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Bernie in Hornchurch in Essex. Is the girl that guessed correctly?
Michael Jackson.
That it was and is Larry King.
Michael Jackson.
It was the eight marriages that gave it away. She cross-referenced that with the age and she said, "Sure, it's Larry King."
Michael Jackson.
And she was absolutely right. We'll have something new tomorrow for you. GSFM friend Richie Spearon celebrates his birthday today. Richie, a very happy birthday to you. You share it with Jimmy Stewart, who was born on this day in 1908, Joe Cocker in 1944, Sherilyn Sarkisian Lapierre was born in 1946. So what, Cher? That's Cher. Now, Cher and I had an affair many years ago. Cher doesn't know anything about that. Just, you know, it was a thing of me. But there you go. Happy birthday, Cher. Nick Hayward was born on this day in 1961. Nick from Haircut 100. And Busta Rhymes in 1972. Happy birthdays to one and all. Our useless fact for today. I told you I would tell you about the 50 minutes of fame for Richard Pavel. Well, he solved the Rubik's Cube underwater, only needing 5 gulps of air. Useless fact. Useless fact. Tomorrow, find out how being colorblind didn't affect one man's lengthy career, although one would think it would. So there we go. It's all happening on tomorrow's, Saturday's GSFM. In the meantime, please enjoy Friday. Thank you for listening to GSFM. I'm Ger Sweeney, and for me and all the gang here at International Headquarters, thank you for listening. Look forward to your company tomorrow. Until then, bye-bye.